For most of his life, Buddy Rhodes was a potter, but about 10 years ago, he began working with concrete. He felt intuitively that everything he had been doing with clay, shaping, moulding, polishing, could be done with concrete. After months of trial and error, in which he worked out how to get concrete to behave like clay, the former potter based in San Francisco wrote a book detailing how to make a countertop from concrete. Justin Bird was one of the people who read that book and was inspired to develop other ways of using concrete.
I don't think I'm unusual. I think most people think of concrete as something you see on the ground or, sure, or a wall or whatever, you know, and it's unfinished and it's
very raw.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you walk
exactly.
On and,
right, and so what you're doing, well, you're taking it to a whole other level, aren't you?
Completely. It's definitely nothing compared to something that you see on the street, on the ground. It's very detailed. Everything is absolutely finished, pristine, 100%. And the amount of details and things that you can do with it are absolutely limitless. You know, I always say you're only limited by your imagination.
Yeah, I see that because it's basically clay.
It is clay. It's sculptable. You just don't need a kiln.
Justin's first project was a concrete countertop he made for a friend. Since then, he and his partners have set up shop on West Main Street, and Justin now spends much of his time looking for new and innovative ways to work with concrete.
I do work in several different kinds of forms.
As anybody else who works with concrete, you start out with a form.
You start out with a form, most definitely. And then you can stick to that form, you can add to that form, you can take away to that form. There's so many different form materials to use.
Really?
With concrete. Mm-hmm.
Give me an example other than wood.
Well, the most basic form materials would be like a plastic laminate, a melamine, something that's waterproof that won't absorb the moisture out of the concrete. For example, like I said, I use a lot of fabric. I like to use fabric in my forms, not only for texture, but to create, imagine draping, stretching fabric, putting it over in a table, and then stretching it into certain shapes. You get these beautiful like curves and like natural curvature that you can't get in like rigid forms. You know, it would take a lot of work to create that look.
But it is porous, isn't it?
You have to find a way to seal it and stiffen it, so you can actually cast concrete to it. Those are some secrets I've learned along the way.
How do you do that?
There's certain ways. There's certain ways to do it.
This is proprietary stuff.
Yeah, proprietary. And there's the word.
The idea of using plastic, that's also pliable, mm-hmm. more so than wood, right? You can make nice curves with plastic that would be difficult to do with wood.
You could use plastic as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So you don't want hard right angles.
Yeah,
more curves.
We do that
angles.
All the time. It's just certain things that I see and that I get inspired by and I want to try to make.
What was the hardest thing for you to do that you conceived and then at some point in that process? What was I thinking?
I will have to say I actually taught myself a completely new technique with it, was actually the bench I'm speaking of.
What does it look like?
Well, it's really hard to explain. I named it Tihupo, and that's based on a wave in Tahiti that surfers like to surf, and it's considered one of the most extreme, heavy, crazy kind of waves that there are. So this piece kind of emulated that in my mind, and it curves in all different directions. It's fun. I'm completely obsessed with it.
So I can tell.
It's a good way to go to work every day, you know. And
well, it is because you originated it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you? Do you know anybody else that does what you?
I mean, I won't say
do?
No. I did not originate this.
Well, but, as far as Chattanooga is concerned.
Well, as Chattanooga is concerned, yeah, we're the only company.
As well as offering custom-made pieces and design, Justin Bird and his partners at Set in Stone offer classes both to amateurs and professionals.
So you deal with people at all levels?
All levels. And I love it. I love it. I love to train. I love to get people excited about getting their hands in the material. There's something about having it in your hand and the way it smells and just what you get out of it. You know, you put work into it and then you get this really cool thing out of it.
Next month, Set in Stone is offering for the first time a series of classes called Nightly Build, designed for people who don't know anything about working with concrete. The goal is to make a piece of furniture over 4 Tuesday evenings, beginning at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, March 18th.
It's called the Nightly Build. What it's going to be a four-week class where you come in one night a week for a couple hours, and we're going to focus on a project from start to finish. And at the end of that, you walk away with your piece. It's something that we're trying to do. We're trying to foster more of a creative spirit, because I get all the time people are like, well, I'm not creative and I can't do this. And I've always really thought that everybody's creative. It's only how you focus and channel that creativity. So we're trying to bring people in and maybe that are kind of scared to jump into something like that, or people that are super excited about it, come in and we're going to build a specific piece. And then you're going to go through the avenues of it, and then you get to walk away with something cool that you actually made, you know?
What typically do you think people will make?
This class I want to focus on specifically a piece of furniture, and it's going to be a seat. I want to make a chair. And we're going to create some parameters around those, around the design. It can't be any heavier than 50 pounds. And it's going to have to be a certain shape, and you can add details to those shapes. You can take away from that shape. But, yeah, we're going to focus on design, because that's what we do at Set in Stone. We focus on design.
You know, my first reaction to somebody telling me they're going to make me a seat out of concrete
sure.
is like, really?
And
this is going to be comfortable?
I think so. You know, it depends on how good your design is, in my opinion. We want to make them comfortable. But we also like to make them functional, more than just a seat. For example, we just made a set of seats in this previous class. You know, we made a seat with a built-in magazine rack on the side of it. We made a lounge chair. It's limitless, you know? So it's really cool. It's fun. It's different.
Set in Stone is at 306 West Main Street. Details about the class are on their website, concretedesignhouse.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winter.